Welcome back. Today we're building something super practical and very old school. A DJ-friendly drum and bass intro that feels like it came off a jungle record, but it's still clean enough to mix on modern systems. The focus is glue old school DNB DJ intro with an automation first workflow in Ableton Live 12. And that phrase, automation first, is the whole mindset shift. We're not going to stack a million elements and then try to make it exciting. We're going to design the movement first, like a DJ would shape energy in a mix, and then we'll lock in the sound so it feels glued together. By the end, you'll have a 32-bar intro with clear phrasing, clear mix points, and a proper something's about to happen moment right before bar 33. Alright, let's set the scene. First, set your tempo somewhere classic for modern DNB, 170 to 174 BPM. Time signature is 4/4. Now go straight into arrangement view and drop locators at bar 1, bar 9, bar 17, bar 25, and bar 33. Think of these like chapter markers. Tease, reveal, step up, pre-drop, and then impact. One important DJ rule while we're here: the first 16 bars should be low sub energy. If you give the intro huge subs, you make it harder for a DJ to blend over an outgoing bassline. So we'll keep it mixable early, then start hinting at weight later. Next, grab your break. Amen. Think. Hot pants, whatever fits your vibe. Drag it onto an audio track called Breakbeat. Turn warp on. For warp mode, if you want smoother stretching, try Complex Pro. If you want sharper transients, go Beats mode. And if you go Beats, set transient loop mode to forward and preserve around a 16th note so it keeps that crisp chopped feel. Now we do a quick cleanup on the break track, nothing extreme. At EQ 8 first, high pass around 25 to 35 Hz, steep slope. You're not removing bass, you're removing useless rumble that steals headroom. If it sounds boxy, try a small dip around 250 to 350 Hz. Then add drum bus slightly. Drive somewhere like 5 to 15%. Crunch at 0 to 10%, and go easy. For intros, I usually keep boom off for very low because it can fake sub energy too early. At this point, the break should sound ready, but not overdone. We're saving the real glue for the group bus. So, group your break, and any extra percussion if you have it, into a group called drums. On the drums group, build a classic stock glue chain. First, glue compressor. Set attack to 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Then pull the threshold down until, during the full break section later, you're seeing about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Not 10. We want bounce, not a crushed loop. Turn soft clip on. Next, saturator. Keep it subtle. Soft sine or analog clip works great. Drive 1 to 3 dB, then match the output so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. Then, EQ 8 for post-glue tone. If you need sparkle, a tiny high shelf, like plus 1 dB at 8 to 12k. If it's muddy, a tiny dip around 300 Hz. The idea is, no matter what we automate, the drums feel like one record, one print, one identity. Now, let's build the atmosphere. Make a track called Atmos. This can be vinyl noise, room tone, a pad, or even air made from a stretched break. Old jungle intros often have that constant haze behind everything. That haze is a big part of what people hear as glue. On Atmos, try to auto-filter with a high pass at 12 dB. Start the cutoff around 200 to 400 Hz, so it stays light. Then add hybrid reverb, rumor plate style, decay 3 to 7 seconds, wet 15 to 35%. Add echo after that if you want movement, like a dotted eighth or dotted quarter, but keep it dark with filtering. And reminder, Atmos is support. It should feel like the room your drums exist in, not the main event. Now we get to the core of the lesson. Automation first. Instead of thinking what effects do I add, think what is the energy curve over 32 bars. We're going to automate a few key lanes that basically compose the intro for us: a drum filter opening, a reverb send that tightens up, the Atmos level, and some controlled stereo width. Before we automate reverb, set up a dedicated return track. Create return A and name it intro verb. Put hybrid reverb on it. Decay around 4 to 8 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds, and darken it with high cut around 6 to 10 kHz. Then put EQ 8 after the reverb and high pass around 150 Hz, so the reverb never dumps low end into your mix. Now on the drums group, we'll use send it to place the drums into that space, and we'll automate the send amount like a DJ would ride effects in a mix. Next, add auto filter on the drums group, but here's a key coaching move: place it before the glue compressor. That way, as the filter opens and high frequencies arrive, the compressor reacts to the story. It feels like the drums are waking up instead of just getting brighter. Set auto filter to low pass, 24 dB slope, add a little resonance, something like 0.7 to 1.1. That little whistle is part of the old school vibe, just don't make it scream. Now automate the cutoff across the 32 bars. Bars 1 through 8, keep it teased. Cut off somewhere like 600 Hz to 1.2 kHz. You want the rhythm, but it's behind a curtain. Bars 9 through 16, start opening into the present zone. Aim somewhere like 2 to 6 kHz by the end of bar 16. Bars 17 through 24, mostly open, like 8 to 12 kHz. This is where the break feels full and confident. Bars 25 through 32, fully open, and right. Before bar 33 you can give a tiny resonant push or a slight last moment opening so the listener leans forward. Now, a huge tip in Live 12, don't draw these as straight lines. Use slight curves. Slow change early, faster later. That acceleration is what creates tension. You can bend automation segments into ramps so it feels like it's gaining momentum into the drop. Next automation lane, drums group send it to intro verb. Bars 1 through 8, higher send, like minus 12 to minus 6 dB. This makes the drums feel distant and roomy. Bars 9 through 16, gradually reduce it, like minus 18 to minus 12 dB. Bars 17 through 24, keep it tight, minus 24 to minus 18-ish. You want the groove to feel more in your face now. Bars 25 through 32, do a classic move. For the last one or two beats, spike the send for a reverb throw, then cut it hard right on bar 33. That throw then snap is such a jungle hallmark. The tail builds tension, and the cut makes the drop feel clean and inevitable. Now automate the Atmos volume. Bring it up early so bars 1 to 8 feel like a scene is being set. Then tuck it down as the drums become full range, especially from bar 17 onwards. The Atmos should still be there, but more like a bed than a feature. Quick coach note, watch perceived loudness, not just meters. When you low pass drums, they can feel quieter even if the meter doesn't change much. A practical fix is to automate the drums group gain slightly upward, maybe plus 1 or 2 dB, across bars 1 to 16 while it's filtered. Then return it to unity as the drums open up. You're basically compensating for the missing brightness. And if you want to go one step deeper, automate the glue compressor threshold slightly. Early bars, set a higher threshold so there's less gain reduction and the drums feel distant. Later bars, lower the threshold a touch so the break cohesizes as it becomes full range. That's a very record kind of movement. Also name your automation lanes like energy groups, energy, cutoff, bass, perb, punch, drum gr, focus, width. It sounds nerdy, but when you reopen the project a month later, it saves you. Now, let's add DJ landmarks, fills and a short vocal stab. Every 8 bars, give the DJ a little signpost. It can be a 1-bar fill. You can do this by duplicating a 1-bar slice of the break and processing just that bar. A simple option is beat repeat on that fill bar. Set interval to 1 bar, grid to 1/16 or 1/32, chance around 20 to 40%, variation around 10 to 20. The goal isn't chaos, it's a little stutter that says new phrase. Then add a vocal stab, something classic and short. Put it at bar 16 or bar 32. Keep it filtered, add a bit of dotted eighth echo, and feed it into the intro verb for a tail. And keep it short enough that it doesn't sabotage someone trying to mix a vocal from the outgoing tune. Now we glue with stereo discipline. On the drums group, add utility at the end. Automate width slightly. Bars 1 to 8, narrower, like 80 to 90%. It feels far away, and it's less likely to get facey in a club. Bars 17 to 32, more present, like 95 to 110%. Subtle. If you go too wide on an amen, hats can disappear in mono systems. And that's a painful surprise. One club safety rule, keep low frequencies effectively mono during the intro. If you have a bass mono function, use it. If not, do it with EQ8 in mid-side mode so the sides get reduced down low, somewhere below about 120 Hz. This is one of those it doesn't sound exciting in headphones moves that absolutely saves you on big systems. If, as the filter opens, the break gets spiky or harsh, don't just slam a limiter. Use gentle saturation or drum bus to tame peaks and keep the groove intact. And if the hats sting, a small narrow dip around 7 to 10 kHz can keep things crisp without turning brittle. Now, the pre-drop moment. This is where the intro becomes a story. At the end of bar 32, do a classic suck out. For the last half bar, cut the low end of the drums. You can automate auto-filter to high-pass briefly or automate an EQ8 high-pass up to around 200 to 400 Hz for that final half bar. At the same time, do the reverb tail trick. Spike send A on the last snare hit so the reverb blooms. then sap it down on the downbeat of bar 33. That creates space right before the impact, and then the impact lands clean. Optional. A tiny tape stop or pitch dip. If you use shifter or clip transpose, keep it subtle and maybe apply it to Atmos instead of the drums. That way you get tape vibe without wrecking beat matching. The drums should stay grid solid for DJ utility. Speaking of DJ utility, do a quick arrangement checklist. Bars 1 through 16 should be safe to beat match over. Not too much sub, not too many massive one-off moments. Bar 17 should feel like a step up, like okay, now it's serious. Bar 33 should be unmistakable. It shouldn't just be louder, it should be clearer. Clear as impact. And make sure there isn't a giant reverb wash masking the downbeat. Reverb is tension. The downbeat is authority. Before we wrap, here are the common mistakes to dodge. Too much sub in the intro. It fights the outgoing track and makes blends messy. Opening the filter too fast. If you're fully open by bar 8, you've got nowhere to go. Never bringing the reverb down. The closer you get to the drop, the tighter it should feel. Overwidening breaks. Phase problems in clubs are real. And crushing the glue compressor. If you're seeing 6 to 10 dB of gain reduction, you're killing the bounce that makes breaks feel alive. Now, a couple advanced variations if you want to level it up. Try a two-stage reveal, low pass opening for bars 1 to 16, then near the end, bars 25 to 32, do a brief high pass lift in the last beat or two. It feels like a DJ mixer move, not a producer trick.